TED Audio Collective.
Thanks for listening to TED Tech. I'm Simone Ross, the tech curator here. Fridge failure. It's a thing. And apparently it happens quite often, which is problematic when the product being transported and stored is vaccines. Vaccines don't work if they get too hot or too cold, so the ability to distribute and store them at the right temperature is vital. As she outlines in her 2021 talk, Nitya Ramanathan has a solution: smart sensor technology that continuously monitors temperature, keeps a fridge connected, and sends a text when something goes wrong.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on trends in technology. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Support for TED Tech comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all-in-one, easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Tech. That's odoo.com/TED Tech.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write. Stress less and save time at Canva.com. Designed for work.
Want to dive into how technology and Black spirituality intersect? Or confront the challenges new tech is creating? Maybe even catch a vision of hope for the future?
Check out Moral Repair, a Black exploration of tech. A podcast about the innovations that make our world and break our societies.
And how we can all heal just a bit. Available on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
There I was, an American woman, up to my knees in muck, wielding these strange metal boxes. I was in rural Bangladesh, deploying sensors that we'd built in order to understand why the groundwater was making people sick. And I attracted some attention. But my tech simply measured the problem. The local communities that I'd really come to connect with were expecting a solution. So I raised funds, hired engineers from the city in order to dig a deep well and bypass the arsenic and provide access to clean water. And we celebrated. But as I boarded the plane, I thought, what if it breaks? I'm an engineer. I know that's not if, but when. When the well breaks, who will fix it? How will they pay for it? And will they even know there's a problem in the first place? And I soon learned that this is all too often how life-saving equipment is deployed globally in countries with limited electricity and infrastructure. I kept thinking, I don't want to just build sensors that measure a problem once it's very bad. What if instead we brought together the tech built to measure together with the equipment built to solve. What could we unlock? Take vaccines. Vaccines won't work if they get too hot or, surprisingly, too cold. So distributing vaccines requires refrigerators, big and small, to function reliably. Fridges can save lives, but all too often, like any kitchen appliance, they break. Fridge failure is a big problem, and it can happen anywhere. Here in California, in 2015, Stanford Children's Health discovered a fridge that had been malfunctioning for up to 8 months. Staff contacted 1,500 families about revaccinating those children. But what if you can't just get the families on the phone? What if they live a six-hour walk away? What if that first shot is your only shot? The stakes are high, especially now with COVID vaccines. Now, in May 2021, in Tanzania, a failing fridge with our smart sensor prompted response from the regional immunization officer, and a technician was out to the site and fixed some faulty wiring, and all the vaccines at that site stayed safe. Real-time sensor data made all the difference. We built a simple solution that continuously monitors the temperature and keeps that fridge in Tanzania connected. It sends an immediate text message automatically when the fridge fails. And importantly, the nurses and the technicians are ready and equipped to respond and fix the problem. My team and our partners have scaled this technology to over 15,000 sites across Asia and Africa, protecting the vaccine supply for 1 in 10 babies born on Earth each year. And the same data that's used to actually detect the broken equipment can also be used to reveal the strongest links in the chain. These are the best sites and routes to use in an emergency. My team is working now with countries to reveal these pathways for COVID vaccines. So using sensor data, we're identifying the best vaccine sites in terms of temperature control. In turn, these sites can then serve as a backbone for all vaccine delivery, now and in the future. So here's what I've learned. Sensor data can change the game by providing a common source of ground truth that enables coordinated action required to maintain life-saving equipment. Not just vaccine fridges, but any equipment deployed to save lives, from solar panels on hospitals to ventilators and oxygen tanks. But in order to realize these benefits, we need to invest in data and ensure that local communities and countries are in the driver's seat and that they have access to the resources they need to act on what their data is telling them. It's worth it, I know, because I have seen how the same tech can be used to measure, solve big problems, and sustain those solutions, just as my friends in Bangladesh were right to expect all along. Thank you.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Support for the show comes from Brooks Running. I'm so excited because I have been a runner, gosh, my entire adult life. And for as long as I can remember, I have run with Brooks running shoes. Now I'm running with a pair of Ghost 16s from Brooks. Incredibly lightweight shoes that have really soft cushioning. It feels just right when I'm hitting my running trail that's just out behind my house. You now can take your daily run in the better than ever Go 16. You can visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.